You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Oh, we can't do that now, Dell. I'm so used to just saying that. But we can't do that. Did you see the Jimmy Kimmel
blackface with Karl
Malone?
I thought he was pretending to be. Yeah, I thought at first he was pretending to be Shaq, but I think it's Karl Malone. No, yeah, he's wearing a Jazz jersey. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can dig up a lot of guys. It was pretty popular to pretend to be famous black people, even if they had like distinctive ways of talking, so you weren't just being a generic black person, which would get you in trouble when you put blackface on. Yeah, I think a lot of these. I think a lot of comedians have this in their past, particularly guys who've been on TV.
So apparently, that woman that we played earlier in the show, she was dragging her dog by the collar, and she was calling the cops because there's an African American man threatening my life. She's apologized. She wants to publicly apologize to everyone. I'm not a racist. I did not mean to harm that man in any way, she said. That's not me. No, she didn't say that's not me, but that's what everybody says. She forgot that's not me.
Well, and she also said it's ruining her life, and I bet it is when you have the entire internet after you.
Yeah, I guess it is. Karen, stop calling the cops because a black guy is videotaping you. Okay.
Well, she got upset because she had her dog off a leash in the Brambles in Central Park, and there's a rule in place that you keep your dog on a leash, particularly in that area. I think it's a bird watching area, which is what he is. They call themselves birders, and he is one of them. And she's apparently notorious for leaving her dog off the leash, which spooks the birds when the dogs run around, and I guess it ruins the experience. So he just asked her, and well. All the other stuff ensued, and now her life is over.
Yeah. Del, are you still on Tinder? Are you still getting all your dates off Tinder?
I never got a date on Tinder, so
okay.
You...
Well, I'd slow down if I were you.
I'm not on it. Don't.
Utah man was arrested Sunday for suspicion of murder after he allegedly confessed to killing a woman he met on the dating app Tinder. Just hours later, after he met her, he called police to say. He had killed her. Multiple stab wounds.
Yeah.
Dell, have you ever gone on Tinder and been killed?
No. And if I thought you were going to tell me to get off Tinder so I would stop killing people, because in that scenario, that's what the guy did. I've never gone on Tinder and been killed.
Like a woman can't kill somebody.
I'm aware, but in this situation, it was the guy who did it, who was the violent offender, not the victim. I've never gone on Tinder and attempted to kill someone or killed someone, and I've never been the victim of a murder either after going on Tinder.
Hmm.
As the evidence is, I'm standing right here.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking, that's all. So apparently there's a California design firm working on a protective suit for concerts and clubbing. It basically looks like a spaceman suit.
I saw it.
But not with the big bubble head. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the suit.
Yeah. It's basically clear. It's tighter fitting than a spaceman. You don't need all that spaceman stuff.
No.
But it basically looks like you're walking around in outer space.
It's in rave colors too. The neon green and yellow and red and stuff.
A lot of clear plastic. A lot of greens and yellows.
Is there a place to keep your ecstasy? Is there a slot for that someplace?
Well, yeah, I'd have that. What about your blow?
That too. I'm just because I hope it's fully functional, because I appreciate you developing a suit to keep me safe when I want to go to the club, but I still need a place for my weed. Maybe not so much weed, but my ecstasy, my coke, and my works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for you got the boot. I'm looking at the boots. I don't see a pocket for it. That's a problem. Maybe they.
Yeah. Well.
I'm not seeing a spot.
Can you put the Rona in your pocket and then carry it home? I don't know if you want to do that.
I don't know how the Rona. I don't know if the Rona travels well. I just need a spot for my drugs.
It'd travel in a pocket for sure.
I'm just looking for a spot for the drugs, because if that's not part of the suit, then we got problems.
How are we gonna do it?
Yeah.
clear plastic purse, Dell. You can bring your purse.
I'm not going to wear a purse.
Okay. A German airline apparently resumed. How about this? This is good news. A German airline resumed its flights to Italy from Dusseldorf to Sardinia, Italy. The airline traveled, I guess it was on May 23rd. Congratulations. So that's great, except one little slight problem. The Italian airport wasn't open. So when they got there, they had to turn the plane around and go back.
You don't... Wow. So...
Do you think you should check?
You know, that people make that joke, oh, it's Sunday. I forgot Chick-fil-A has closed. Now, that's a pretty dumb person at this point because we all know Chick-fil-A doesn't open on Sundays. But the ability to schedule a flight, put people on the flight, then fly the plane and not at any point remember to check if the airport is open, I think it's worse than not remembering that Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays.
That's way, I think, way worse.
Shout out to that airline, that pilot, the flight control, all those people for not making the arrangements. Because you have to land at some point. Nice job.
Yeah. Apparently, there is a man. He's facing a $7,300 fine. He wrestled with a bear at a Polish zoo. But that's not why he's being fined. Why do you think he's fined $7,300?
He did it without a mask on?
That's correct, sir.
Thank you.
You are correct, sir.
Look, man, in Poland and places of the like, I'm not surprised they don't look too... They don't look all that harshly on people who wrestle bears. It feels like that's something that would happen. But you F around and not wear a mask, we'll find your ass.
Oh, yeah. We don't care. You can climb in the cage with the bear.
We don't care.
Great.
In fact, if the bear kills you, so be it. We don't care. But you wear a mask. You don't wear a mask and you get other people sick and now we have a lawsuit on our hands? Screw you. Fine.
Well, what if he had the Roni? And he gave it to the bear.
Well, that too, because the bear is an attraction. And if you get the bear sick and it's no longer an attraction, it might hurt profits.
Right.
I don't know what that zoo looks like. It may have a bear and a tiger chained up someplace, and that's it. The bear might be the biggest thing at that zoo.
Yeah. How about that? Oh, here's a good story for Lance and for Raheel. Picky eating. We've heard Lance talk about his kids. They only eat one thing, like cheese quesadillas. That's all they'll eat. Picky eating is linked to demanding parents who limit foods. Now, Raheel limited the formula intake of Baby Trickster.
Yeah, so
right?
he actually hurt her growth.
Yeah. But apparently Lance would not offer his kids enough variation. That's why they're picky.
You think it's a Lance thing or a Nicole thing?
I think it's a Lance thing.
Because Lance is a foodie. So it would be counter to his way of doing things, because he's always talking about places to go eat, but he would keep his kids.
Yeah, but he doesn't give it to his kids. Remember, he just went to Killens last week and didn't bring anything for his kids.
And his excuse was, they weren't going to eat it anyway, so I ate it all myself.
You see? If he'd have brought it home, they would have been, oh, I'm starving, Dad. Thanks for feeding us.
He may have only fed them chicken nuggets and cheese quesadillas for, I don't know, the first 4 to 5 years of their lives, and now they're stuck.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't branch out. I could see that. He's a selfish type. I could see that.
Yeah. No, I could see. Oh, definitely. No, this is mine. Okay. Thanks. Thanks. You go sit and eat your cheese quesadilla while I have this delicious Killens barbecue.
If he treats his kids like he treated that intern when he stole her burger, I definitely. Because if he's stealing interns who don't get paid to work here's burgers, I could see where he looks at his kids as the, oh, you're my dependents. You suck money out of my pockets. I'm not going to give you anything.
No, nothing for you. And finally, the Alberta minister says it's a great time to build a pipeline because COVID-19 restrictions limit protests against them. This is a great time to do anything like that nobody wants because you can't gather. Social distancing. We can't protest here today. Beat it.
I guess that guy hasn't seen what happened at those courthouses and the – in like Wisconsin, because it feels like those people aren't listening to no no assembly rules. It felt like, hey.
But however, Wisconsin's wide open. They have zero restrictions.
And they and their cases have shot up, certainly. Well, you. By the way, Sweden, they've got a problem now.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. So,
those are my peeps.
Sweden was one of the places, that, one of the few places, like, you know what? We're going to try the herd mentality thing and see what how it goes. Hasn't gone well.
Not working.
No.
Not doing all that great for them. Oh, well. Ah, it's just a bunch of white people up there anyway,
Hey, John, we don't, they're people, John. We don't look down on people just because they're white.
It's just a bunch of white people.
No. Well, you said it, not me.
10:56 ESPN 97.5 time for the press box. Charlie and Joel and Dell. Are you on that show?
No, it's Nick Sharara.
Oh, Nick's back. That's right. Yeah, we're back to the regular schedule.
That's right.
And Nick is back.
The
boys.
He'll be with them from 11 to 2. Shout out to Nick. And also they're back. They're in studio. So Charlie, Joel, Nick, all together.
All together. All right, we're done here. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.